Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Sarah Pitty's here. I'm glad she's here, too. She's the founder of Joy Up Marketing, which is her business to help small business owners put their best foot forward in the marketplace. But she has another small business, a real live Main Street small business, which is a photography business. She's also a mom. How about that? So she's got lots of things going on, and from time to time she shares her wisdom and her smarts with us. Sarah Pitty, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me. Good morning.
It's always a pleasure to have you back on the show. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. It's always a pleasure to be here.
So what's the news? I mean, here we are. We're hard by to Christmas itself. Is there anything that small business, that Main Street small business owners can do to make a difference in the next couple of days?
Oh, you know, it's a tough time of year for small business. I think it's different for retailers. They probably already have a lot of their plans in place. And I think a lot of our clients at the Joy of Marketing are looking into the next year. And don't you think this is the kind of time of year where part of you is so happy the year's over and you can relax with your family for the holidays, and part of you is thinking, you know, about your year and did it go as well as you wanted? Did you make what you wanted? Or you realize, this is when we always realize, you know, we did not make money, or we made great money.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we work with so many people who are saying, I can't do this again. You know, I can't work this many hours and not make the kind of money that
They don't like the new normal, do they?
Well, no, and I think it's a good time of year because it's a new beginning at the beginning of the year. You know, government kind of made that the rule. You know,
right,
we finish
right.
our books and turn them in, and we get to start our game fresh in January. And, you know, what we like to talk about is this time of year is promotional planning for next year, because the train's already on the road right now, I think, for finishing this year up.
Mm-hmm.
Other than pushing every last penny that you can get, because most businesses are past break-even or should be. So a lot of the money that comes in the next week and a half, it drops right to the bottom, right into your pocket.
Right.
Because all of your fixed costs are covered, and it's, you know, 90% profit for the most part for many businesses. So, you know, pushing now and then looking at putting the big rocks in for next year and having a plan.
Well, especially if you're a retailer, if you're a Main Street retailer, you're already thinking about January, February, which typically are not great retail months.
Yeah,
and you got to start thinking about that and getting ready for that. What do you think about something I learned when I was in retail, maybe before you were born, Sarah? when I was with Sears, we had something called the 13th month, which was the week between Christmas and New Year. They called it the 13th month because oftentimes, we do as much business in that week than we would the previous 3 weeks. And
for sure.
And it had its own budget. We had our own expectations for that week. And what do you think about making a push for that? It's not too late to do that. And one of the things you can do that in that week is liquidate things that you shouldn't be taking into the new year, obsolete inventory, whatever it may be.
Yep.
And get what you can for it to convert that into cash to help you ride out January, February. What do you think?
Yeah, no, that's really true. That's really true. And, you know, you mentioned I have a photography studio, and we're the same way. You know, every business has its seasonality. We do half of our year in the last 3 months. So we're just so beat up right now, and we kind of slow after Christmas for that week. But for sure, retailers, I mean, that's a time to really push and get that inventory out. And, you know, I think they say some people have that philosophy, shoot when the ducks are flying. Well, the ducks are definitely flying that week after Christmas.
I love it when women use hunting metaphors. I love that.
I'm such a hunter, too.
Yes, I know.
and I know that's cliche, and we've all heard that for years.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's, I think there's the opposite too. January, February comes and no one's flying, so you have to do a little more guerrilla marketing. You know, just straight ads aren't going to bring people flocking in. You have to create the demand. But this time of year, people are coming in. They are out there. They want to be treated well. They want to be offered extra things. So even just sales skills, you know, reminding your team how important sales skills are. Do you ever go into a business and no one offers you anything extra or points out anything? And you can be, you can say, you know what, no thanks.
But that's when you, that's
I'm
when,
such a shopper.
Yeah, that's when you go next door. But,
yeah.
No, I agree with you. But, you know, here's another thing that's happening these days. It's fairly new, I think. Fairly new, meaning in the last few years. More and more people are giving their kids, their adult kids, gift cards. You know what I mean? I mean, we're all busy, and I know it's not as classy as buying them a nice gift, but so many people won't even tell you what they want. You know, you can't pick out what they want, and so part of, at least part of the gift giving at Christmas time is gift cards. Well, if that's the case, that means there's a lot of cash that hasn't been spent yet.
Yeah.
So that's the reason. That's the reason I just think you shouldn't. If you're a Main Street retailer, your season isn't over until you close up on New Year's Eve. As far as I'm concerned,
we've had people walk in. 1 year, about 2 years ago, we'd actually sent our sales tax info, everything off. It was 3 o'clock New Year's Eve. We were getting ready to walk out, and we had a guy come in, buy a giant gift certificate.
Right.
And we told him we were raising money for charity, and he asked which charity, and we said Operation Smile. They do cleft palates. There's a reason. Mm-hmm. He said, I have a son that had a cleft palate. He wrote a check for an additional $1,000.
Wow.
We're like, wow, this is crazy. So
I was born with a cleft palate.
Oh, really?
Yeah, absolutely.
So you probably know of Operation Smile, just an amazing charitable organization.
I do, and it sure was. And, yeah, in fact, I'm pretty sure I was the first child in America to receive that plastic surgery. I may not have been the first one, but I was one of the first ones to receive that plastic.
Wow.
So they do good things. They do good work, and I'm glad you're doing that. That's another good thing. And see, that promotes values. That promotes the values of your business too. That lets people know that you're interested in things greater than just yourself. It demonstrates one of the most powerful forces on the planet, folks, and that's agape love. Sarah Petty, give us your website, please.
TheJoyOfMarketing.com.
And so check that out. Sarah and I will be right back after these messages. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
So go on and roll the dice. You only live twice. Do it or die.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.